aiming to increase early detection and save up to 12,000 lives over the next decade. Being one of Australia's deadliest forms of cancer, the new screening is providing hope for health professionals and many Australians. Shalini Vinod, a radiation oncologist, has said that more men and women die of lung cancer than breast and prostate cancer respectively, with the five-year survival rate being just 26%. Mark Brook, the Chief Executive Officer of Lung Foundation Australia, says he is optimistic about the new program to diagnosing early stages to increase survival rate. The Brisbane Lord Mayor has accused Prime Minister Anthony Albanese of misinformation when it comes to the refurbishments of the Story Bridge. Albanese told ABC Radio last week that due to the bridge being a local road, the responsibility for maintenance and funding fell on local council rather than federal government. Mayor Adrian Schrinner has doubled down on the PM, reinforcing that the bridge road is connected to the Bradfield Highway as part of a national movement network, reminding him that its renovations and improvements do in fact fall in federal hands.
In national news, the South Australian Law Society has publicly supported the pro-democracy campaigner Ted Hui following continued intimidation after fleeing Hong Kong 4 years ago. Outspoken advocate Ted Hui has said he continues to be the target of intimidation campaign involving an anonymous wanted letter and fake pamphlets. The anonymous letter was sent to Mr. Hui's colleagues offering about $200,000 Australian dollars for information leading to the whereabouts of Mr. Hui and or his family. The letter, appearing to be from the Hong Kong government, contained allegedly fabricated claims that he and his family had fled Hong Kong after committing a crime. The fake pamphlet was sent to Adelaide mosques, falsely claiming Mr. Hui was a pro-Israel lawyer who wanted to wage war against Islamic terrorism. Mr. Hui posted the intimidation letter on his social media, saying the pamphlet was trying to stir conflict. More than one in three Australian men have reported using intimate partner violence in new world first research was released. The study was conducted by the Australian Institute of Family Studies, the AIFS, which has been tracking more than 16,000 boys and men since 2013. The study asked participants about a range of critical issues, including family violence. When first surveyed in 2013, one in four men between the ages of 18 and 65 reported using intimate partner violence in their lifetime. This figure had increased to one in three when the same cohort was surveyed again in 2022. The research by the AIFS has shown that social support and strong father-son relationships are key preventative factors for abusive behaviour. The research is said to play a key role in helping experts end family and domestic violence in Australia.
In international news, the South Korean election has resulted in opposition leader Lee Jae-myung winning after a tense few months following impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol declaring martial law. As a centre-left candidate, Mr. Lee was elected overnight, winning 49.42% of the vote. Mr. Lee told reporters he would do his utmost to fulfil the great responsibility and mission entrusted to him, so as not to disappoint the expectations of his people. Lee's victory signals that the Korean public rejects undemocratic measures such as martial law, said Ji-wook Shin, a sociology professor at Stanford University.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain. It is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire band is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is the moderate band. That's all for your 9am. We will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Sick of carrying a boombox everywhere you go, but miss your beloved 4ZZZ shows when you leave it behind? Get the